Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Little Robert Cray bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And that's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's a 15-year-old website. We've had that site since 1997, and we keep updating it and improving it and putting new stuff up every single day, new information, new articles, new podcasts, new videos, new poll question every week. It's always fresh. So check it out there at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that we're really proud of that Connie Sertucci has been providing us through the SAGE organization over the years. And so you can look up her name, C-E-R-T-U-S-I, C-E-R-T-U-S-I, Sertucci. It's almost as bad as Blasingame. So look that up in the search engine, and you can find the work that Connie has done with us. Connie, thanks again for hanging out with us. She's Senior VP of SAGE North America. Connie, we're talking about the survey of over 10,000 people you polled across Europe and North America, including Canada, right, about what they thought about what's going on in their business, their local economy, and the global economy. Now, what about? I love the way you profile them or you poll them about the Eurozone crisis. This is right. A real serious issue over there. You mentioned Spain and France having a real tough time right now. The Eurozone, I'm told, is in a recession.
Oh, gosh, it really is. I mean, when you look at the survey and you compare, because the really nice thing, there's an infographic where you can easily see how one country compares to the other. And Spain and France, and those are the ones that really begin to stick out when you look at their confidence level. And it's, you know, Spain's got an unemployment rate of over 25% now. Mm. So it really shows in our survey. I think their confidence level in their local economy declined 22% in the last year and a half, and
wow.
it's at 31.7, wow, which is 10 points below the average.
And then now you have this scale. And by the way, folks, you can find this survey. You can find these. This is a beautiful 2-page spread, Connie. You guys did a great job with this. At sagenorthamerica.com, you can find. I encourage you to go find this 2-page graphic of how these things lay out. You ask several countries, I guess about a dozen countries, what they thought the impact of the Eurozone was on
right.
their business.
Mm-hmm.
And the United States, 38% said there was going to be an impact. 39% said no impact, and the rest were kind of in the middle. We were probably the least affected, Canada and the United States least affected, of course, but when you go into Europe, it's really ugly, isn't it?
It really is. In fact, you can see, you know, when you compare the U.S. results, whether it's in the economic or the global or the local confidence level, we're actually faring pretty well. I mean, I can't say that it's necessarily improving. It's staying roughly the same, mm-hmm. particularly in the local, the confidence that small businesses have in the U.S. economy right now. But you see the major dips when you start looking across, whether you look at France, Spain, and some of the other areas. Canada remains very optimistic. But, you know, very is a relative term. Canada remains more optimistic than others. But they have seemed to have survived this much better than the U.S. has over
right.
the last few years.
Right, exactly. And, of course, so the trick for us folks is not to let that contagion, you know, wash over here in the United States, and for us not to cause our own, make our own situation worse here in the United States. Another thing you talked about, you asked them about, is what do they think about the future of the Eurozone? This was fascinating to me. Talk to us about that, Connie.
Oh, yes. I mean, I think what we found is that there is, you know, like you said, that 38% of the U.S. businesses feel like that it's impacting their business. And in terms of, you know, I think there's some real concern about where this is going to end up taking mm-hmm. us, whether mm-hmm. it's in the U.S. or whether it's across the globe as well, because more and more U.S. businesses, you know, they're doing business across the pond now.
That's right.
And
when they're thinking about that, they've got to be thinking about this, the results of this the poll where people talked about how 7% said the Eurozone would be completely dismantled, 15% said it would remain intact, and then there were other examples. I mean, it makes me wonder if American businesses are, if that's part of the equation when they're negotiating with a company. Is the currency going to remain? You know, what's going to happen over there?
Right. Absolutely.
So how do you, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And I think, I think one of the things that we're seeing is with the UK, the UK scores are fairly similar to what we're seeing in the U.S. And, the UK is one of the countries that stayed out of the Eurozone. So I think there's a lot of reflection now back as to whether it was the right idea. And there are a lot of things that really led up to this fall, and it hasn't happened overnight. But regardless, when the currency begins to struggle, it's going to struggle across the entire region.
Well, yeah, and of course, when you've got the debt is the issue, isn't it?
Exactly.
There's so much debt over there. And it's hard for me to imagine, Connie, that America can't look over there and see ourselves in 10 or 20 years, isn't it? I mean, how could we not be seeing that?
I think it definitely should be a wake-up call, and I think it is for many people. And I think you can look at it one of two ways. I think it definitely needs to be a wake-up call, but then secondly, it really puts it in perspective as to where we are today.
Right.
We're not even close to that yet. However,
but we're heading
there.
The foot's on the accelerator right now instead of the brake. Hold on to that thought, folks. We're going to take a quick break. Connie Sertucci and I will be right back. We're going to talk about what are the big concerns of small business.
Hey, Richard, ready for the big presentation?
Yes, I am.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.